This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A frightening scene last night after a car drove through a wall into a living room of a home. It happened just before 8 o'clock on East Meadow Drive. That's near Cheyenne Meadows and Highway 115. The people living in that home were actually in the living room when the car came crashing through. The damage to the home is pretty extreme, yet somehow neither of the people inside nor the driver were seriously hurt. CSFD, Colorado Springs Fire Department Lieutenant Aaron McConaughey, said that despite the lack of injuries, there was an extensive operation for fire crews there.
We're probably going to be out for a couple hours. Right now we're waiting for our technical rescue crew, the heavy rescue team, to get here. Once we get the tow truck that's going to move the vehicle out, just because we do have quite a bit of structural damage and quite an overhang with the way the house is designed, our team's going to end up having to structurally support the rest of the building once the vehicle's removed, just to make sure that we don't have any other damage and mitigate the hazard.
Drivers blamed the collision on mechanical problems with the car, but police are still investigating whether this was actually a problem or not. A 13-year-old has been arrested in Pueblo in connection with a deadly June shooting. The Pueblo Police Department announced the arrest of the teen yesterday. Investigators said that 19-year-old Lazarus Vigil was found dead on June 28th in a burning car on East Mesa Avenue. Police did not identify the juvenile suspect or release any further details about his role in the crime. And a 19-year-old is facing charges after a deadly crash in Colorado Springs last weekend. The crash happened Saturday at the intersection of East Fountain Boulevard and Jetwing Drive. The teen allegedly ran a red light at the intersection and then hit a vehicle traveling south on Jetwing. The driver of the southbound vehicle died before she was able to be taken to the hospital. Luke Johnson has been charged with vehicular homicide and DUI following the investigation into that crash. A woman accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her former fiancé is facing years in prison after entering a guilty plea in the case yesterday. Vanessa Lavity accepted a plea deal that dropped charges of attempted first-degree murder in exchange for a guilty plea on charges of attempted manslaughter and retaliating against a witness. Lavity offered money to an undercover detective last year in a bid to have her ex-fiancé killed before a custody hearing for their daughter. Timothy Haynes was the target of that plot.
It's been extremely difficult. I have not had good sleep or a night without grinding my teeth worrying about a tree branch breaking in the yard. And now it's even worse because I know as the walls close in tighter that psychosis like this doesn't just go away. It needs to be healed.
The judge overseeing the case said that she will face a minimum of 4 years in prison when she is sentenced coming up in late September. And finally, a festival spotlighting the food of India will be held in Colorado Springs tomorrow. The first ever Indian food festival will feature a wide range of regional first ever Indian dishes, along with vendors and live performances. The event will be held, again, this is the first ever festival. It'll be held at the Academy International Elementary School. It'll be from 11:30 to 2:30. There's no cost for admission, though organizers are asking those planning to attend to get tickets online at polkadotsandcurry.com. That's polka-dots-and-curry.com. You can get that website found at KRDO.com.
Sunny skies continue for southern Colorado for the duration of this afternoon. We'll have a mix of cloud cover come into play as we move through the afternoon hours as a few isolated storms build across the Arkansas River Valley. Most of these storms will be sub-severe this afternoon, but will become a little bit stronger as they work east of I-25, encompassing hail and some strong winds. Otherwise, most of the area will stay dry. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s overnight tonight, and highs back in the 80s on Saturday, followed by a cool down in the 60s and 70s on Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.